My life provides the world an opportunity to see the future in real time, to view the confidence of a winner in a beautiful package. My smile emulates the sun in ways that makes those around me feel the warmth of my love. Joy creates the type of breeze that brings new direction to those that doubt spring is coming. The cooling blue skies that exist in my world are truly infectious. I hate the thought of slumber because it denies me too many moments when I'm not impacting the world. The passion I have for life cannot be contained by the dark clouds of my personal doubts. I have mastered my own negativity in a way that reduces any reduction in my productivity. Now every day is the net profit of my existence. My ball of life bounces off the foundation of obstacles, which were overcome with a smile. I now see the roadblocks as the items that give my reason for living value. My self-worth is discovered in the way that I enjoy bringing happiness to others. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you 7 days a week. 6 p.m. Sunday through Friday, East Coast time. 3 p.m. West Coast time. Saturday at 8 p.m. East Coast time and 5 p.m. West Coast time. This is a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear. It is important that we participate in our world in a way that brings greatness to our existence. It is now time that we make sure that we no longer exist on the sideline, but are fully involved in the game that is going to determine our fate. I look forward to you calling in my show, 657-383-0309, so that your voice is heard without a filter.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip-hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1. And it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
With that message, never better get checked. It ain't no different second when the king goes sick. For the gal and a chick, fuck around and get wet.
This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. Brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We're going to take a short little break to let everybody get on board so we can again get started with our conversation for today.
I'm going to make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And as I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man show. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know. I'm dancing with the man in the mirror. I'm
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. And we want to talk about the man in the mirror. You know, we've been talking about a lot of things lately about society and how it's impacting our community. But I wanted to change the focus of our conversation today and give everybody a chance to reflect on what their purpose is and the fact that we all have a purpose, and no matter where you are in your life, there's purpose for you being here. And every aspect of your life has a purpose to it. And it's about how you walk in your living that gives people an opportunity to be able to be inspired by you. I think when you're walking in your purpose, people are inspired by the things that you do, and there's so many different aspects of what your purpose can be. I was reading something today, and it said that sometimes people get too bogged down in trying to find just one purpose. So that suggests that there can be multiple purposes to your existence. You know, even when you're going through things that are foreign to you, I find myself going through something right now that has been foreign to me. I find myself dealing with a discovery of prostate cancer. And though it is not something that the doctors say I should be afraid of, just the word cancer brings about a whole different outlook on your existence. But I'm assured that we caught it early enough that we can do something about it. But my walk through this illness or this stage has purpose. Even though I don't want to deal with it, even though I wish I could close my eyes to it and it disappeared, my walk through this has purpose. My walk through losing weight has purpose. So there are multitudes of things in our lives that have purpose that can benefit those who are watching, those who are paying attention, and those who need us to uplift their lives by uplifting our own. And we need to know and develop steps to walk in purpose. And we need to be able to share that with other people who may be not living the life that they want to live as well. And that just waking up each and every morning and deciding to do something different takes you on a journey to live in your purpose. And so we want to talk about how living in the purpose or going after your purpose can have an inspiring effect not only on you but on those around you, and how it is important for us to try to make sure that every day we do something that impacts the life of ourselves and those people who are watching us. Dee, do you believe that you're always being watched and that there are people who cross your path who look at you and get inspiration from the things that they see you do?
Yeah, James, I'm actually counting on it. Because my resume early on in life wasn't that impressive. I spent my early teen years abusing marijuana. And for the life of me, I don't know why anybody would want to legalize that. But abusing marijuana, and it led me to other things in life, other drugs. My body got numb to the effects of marijuana, which it does. It's very well noted as being a gateway drug. Led me to hallucinogenic pills. And ultimately, the big bad monster of crack cocaine. I was addicted to crack for about 4 years. I attempted rehab four times, and the fourth time, I actually got it right. I've been clean and sober now for 25 years, and through all that experience of being in the same room with killers, dope fiends, and prostitutes, and being sharing the same instruments with these people, that lifestyle put me in the company and in places where anybody in their right mind would never be. But only by the grace of God was I delivered from that lifestyle. And in that, I got to say that I went to a very well-to-do high school with real prominent people. Like, I went to school with Hank Aaron's kids and a whole bunch of other kids. And this was an era in time that we all indulged, or most of us did indulge. And some of us didn't make it back. Some of my friends died, OD'd, died from depression and various things. So by his grace, I was chose to be delivered from that lifestyle. Now, that being said, why me? Why'd you choose me? In doing that, I can't be silent. I have to continue to edify the grace of God. And so, you know, when it came down to me coming to this realization that I have to stand up, step out, and do something, you know, I'm not a professional speaker. I'm somewhat like Moses. I'm somewhat like Moses, where Moses told God, you know, why me, Lord? I don't speak that well. Why you choose me? And the Lord told him, you know, well, you just do what I tell you to do. I'll give you the words to say. And so that's what brings me to your show, for one. This is something that I've been looking, a platform I've been looking for, so that I may express my experiences, my dream, and my hope for people. So, yes, I know I'm watched. If people are not paying me enough attention, then I make sure that they notice me, because I want them to notice that there is a better way and a positive way of doing things. Now, I appreciate you changing the subject, because Mrs. Kathy brought to my attention last night when she said that, you know, we have to stay positive and be hopeful and prayerful and faithful. And those were the very things that brought me to where I am. So in shows past, I have probably been sounding like gloom and doom, but that's not me. That's not my way of conveying or even communicating. Excuse me. I am the most positive person that I know. And so I do want to get to that point to where people understand that, yes, you're going to go through things in life. You know, we were talking about Mr. Lord and all. You know, some people do make a turn for the worse in life. And sometimes we feel that we hadn't done enough for the people that we come in contact with. But from here on out, everybody I come in contact with, even kids are not mine sometimes. I have to be selective in how I approach them, but I wanted to know that there is better. So thank you, Jane, for asking me that.
Well, you know, I want to just say to you, it's important that we all be very honest about what's going on in our lives and how we want to impact the community, our cities, our states, and our country, because only by being honest can we make a difference in the lives of other people. And, Dee, I want to just tell you that when I listen to your story and you shared a new part of your story with me, and some of it I can't identify with because I've lived a different life. I've never tried marijuana. I've been in a room with marijuana, but I've never tried it. But one part of your life that is inspiring to me is, you know, I thought my time was over. And I'm not necessarily going to say I'm going to run out. I've never had a traditional family. I've never had a wife and child and before, because I took a drastic turn, and I don't know whether my purpose in life is to raise children or to have a traditional family. My daughter was born when I was 16 years of age, and I just had a great mother and father who helped me through that period and who helped me to have a positive effect on my daughter. And so I successfully participated in raising my daughter, and she and I have a good relationship. She has a great relationship with my side of the family, and she's turned out real well. But I never thought that it would be possible, and I never desired to have any additional children. But to hear what you've gone through and know that you are dealing with raising young children, because I just felt like any child in my life now would, you know, what would they want with a man who's going to be up in age by the time they get to be adults? And so I see that there is still a way to have a positive effect on a children, even though you may be up in age. So I want to tell you, that's inspirational to me. They may very well be another James DeShace Jr. out there, and maybe I shouldn't be so pessimistic about that. So, you know, we inspire each other in all kinds of different ways. And I'm glad to hear that you take so much pleasure out of raising your young children.
Well, thank you, James. I'm actually counting on it that my tribe, if you will be inspirational. They're going to be some stand-up kids. They are lucky to have a father like myself who is experienced and to know what it's like to have somebody in their life that's not involved or that seem to be preoccupied. And so my kids, by the grace of God, will be upstanding citizens, and it's my intention to make them the type of people that y'all will be proud of.
Joyce, let me go to you, because you've had a vast amount of different experiences. We talked over the years. You talked about the fact that you were an airline stewardess, and I hope I said it right, because I know they change these words up on me a lot. And you've done a lot of other things, and certainly that was something that people were not doing, or people of color were not doing in a lot of mass ways. But how have you found your purpose throughout the years, not only in that area, but in other areas, and even now? How do you determine what your purpose is and what you will focus on for your life?
Well, currently right now, I think I'm just like you. And first of all, I would like to say I'm so proud of you for coming out on the other side, healthy, with a mission. And now you do truly know your purpose. I'm in the process of learning what my purpose is now more than ever, because I'm in a situation that I'm addressing also, James, but it's in a legal situation where I got hurt and injured and disfigured on my face at a job. But now I'm trying to fight the legal system to make them do what's right. And it's very hard here in Arizona to get that done. So I think my mission is, and my purpose is to not give up, stick with it, and on the other end, help people who be in my same situation to get over it, you know, to bear and go over it. The last couple of days, I was literally at my wit's end and did not know where to go, because I got a ruling, and it didn't clarify anything, and I didn't know what to do. in a situation like that, I heard this sermon say, just when you think things are dim and you don't have the answer, just be still for a moment. And lo and behold, you know, something happens. So everybody goes through trials and tribulations. And, you know, I think my purpose is to go through this struggle. And this purpose that I'm going through now is building my faith. You know, it's teaching me to have faith, you know, and my faith is so strengthened because I hear, you know, Andre and the other representatives, I know that they're there, you know, and my purpose too is to go walk towards the light, and I'm learning to do that. I have faith, believe, and endure the struggle. So that's where I'm at right now.
You know, Joyce, we all have to go through different things, and we all have different experiences. And sometimes we get, you know, you question, why are you going through the things that you're going through? I have not been what you call a healthy eater, but I always thought, you know, I was treating my body well by the fact that I wasn't, I didn't drink a lot, never got involved in drugs. And I was just I stayed on the straight and narrow as far as the things I did on a personal level, and I just found it astounding when I got this report that you know I had they found some small pieces or small areas of prostate cancer on my prostate, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, you know, I've been trying to live a good life. But, you know, again, when God challenges us with going through a situation, we are able to then say something to people who are going to be going through those similar situations. So I take this as an opportunity for me to go through this situation, which I wish I didn't have to, but I've been chosen to. And so when I come out on the other end, I have another story to tell, and certainly you will have a story to tell about how you got through your trials and tribulations that will be different from anyone else, and that's what's important, that we all be able to strengthen others by sharing the kinds of things that we've gone through. And I just look forward to getting to the other side so I can have a positive story to tell. Kathy, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys doing today? God bless you guys.
All right, we're just talking about walking in our purpose and identifying our purpose at different stages of our lives. And, you know, how do you identify in what your purpose is in the different stages of your life?
You know what? I know what my purpose is. My purpose is to help children, young children, to go into what their purpose is, to motivate them to the place where they need to go, whatever it is that God has placed into their life. And the reason I'm saying that is because I've always loved to be around children. I've always loved to motivate them into the future of where it is God is taking them. So I know that that is my purpose. Even as a little child, I remember being the person to motivate everybody else around me. So I know that that was something that God had put in me. And now, not to say that I haven't had struggles, I haven't had issues, I haven't had problems in my life, but I know that at the end of the day, when everything is said and done, when I write everything out, my purpose is to motivate young children, teenagers, into whatever it is God has placed in their life. And I wanted to tell, I believe, is that Audrey? No, that's Joyce, right, that was just speaking. There's a song out called "It Was Necessary," meaning that everything that happened in your life was necessary, and God is going to use that for the journey that you are going through and in. And everything, regardless of bad, good, whatever it was necessary to build you to the person that God wants you to be. So sometimes we're going through struggles and trials and situations, and we say, God, what's going on? Why me? But, you know, why not me? Why not me? Because this is what God wants me to go through, you know, during this particular time. And in the end, as time goes on, God will show you why it was necessary for you to go through what you're going through. I'm going to find who the person is that sings it, and I'm going to give it to you so James can play it for us one day.
Well,
okay,
Cassie, let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question, too, because it intrigues me that you are able to look beyond what's on the surface and find the depth that's in a person. And you did that with your husband. How were you able to look beyond his experiences and see the diamond within him that gave your life and his life a purpose as a married couple?
You know, it wasn't me, but it was God, because being I was married before, so I knew what a bad marriage was. And so when this person came into my life, even though he didn't have anything, God showed me that this was my husband. And he said, what he told me was that he prayed for me. So when he said that, it confirmed what I had already been feeling, that this was the person for me. He always had a drive. He always had a spirit to where he didn't give up. You know, it was always, I got to do this, I'm going to do this. And he always had a plan, you know. So all of that played a part in where we are actually today. Because, like I said, when he came home, he didn't have anything. He stayed with his mom, you know, but people began to just sow into his life, give him different things, and those things made him, gave him a faith to say, okay, I can do this. You know, I can do this and I can do that. And you know, he just went on from there. And so that's why we are where we are today. And then it's all God. It doesn't have anything to do with me, but it is all God.
Okay. Audrey, how are you doing this evening? Are you ready to talk to us? I know the last time you wanted a little break before you discussed it, but we're just talking about purpose and how do you know what your purpose is in different stages of your life, and how do you go after your purpose once it's been identified?
Well, let's see. I have somewhat kind of a different story. I was married for a long period of time, but I've been divorced for 22 years. And I, too, like Kathy, love children. And I believe that children, you know, were my purpose. But I worked in that field, and I did that. But what I had to do, you know, like I was married a long time, and the divorce was not all that great. But before I could really, really get into my purpose, I had to fall in love with me. You know, and I think I've been the happiest, and I've been the most productive. Once I really found out who I was, and I fell in love with myself, then I can go out there and do God's work. Now, I have this thing that I do with kids that are about 10. I give them words like egregious, pessimistic, optimistic, things, words that they wouldn't normally use. They have to look up the definition, and they have to write 3 sentences. And as I talk to them, I use those words. I'm just trying to build their vocabulary, a broad vocabulary. And I like educating children. I love math. I like science. And so I do a lot of that with them. And, you know, I'm like, Kathy, I love kids. I think that's what the Lord wants me to do. But not only kids. I believe my purpose is to be of service to whoever or to whomever. And I think that's why we're all here on earth, is to be of service. And that's kind of like my story.
And it is important that we realize that children are our futures, and it's really our responsibility to have a positive effect on them as often as we can, wherever we are at that given time. I committed 30 years, I think, to children being an educator and trying to do the best that I could to get them to a higher level related to math. And I feel good about that as it being part of my legacy. Audrey, are you with us this evening?
Yes, tremendous Thursday to all.
Thank
all
you.
All right. Well, Audrey, how do you select what your legacy is? And in different times of your life, has your purpose changed? How do you select your purpose?
Well, I think my purpose selected me, but I had to identify it, and you're right. And it's been about 16 years now that it was revealed to me that being an encourager is a ministry, and it is what I feel it is my purpose. And through that, I think at different stages, I get a chance to develop that same purpose in different ways. Because I find that different people require different, different responses. Different situations require different responses, but you can still have the solid denominator as being an encouragement. And it's just stories and experiences being shared tonight because, you know, everyone has a positive, even though we know that we go through trials and tribulations. But somewhere or another, we have established that even through the trials that we have come out and found a positive purpose. So how encouraging is it to tonight is just to listen to others. I'm really enjoying the discussion.
Well, I have to tell you that, you know, there has been a lot of positive things that I've accomplished in my life. I know that there has always seemed to be obstacles that have been a part of my journey. I went to South Carolina State and had never really been injured and had never really not played in a game because of injury. And I went to South Carolina State with the intention of playing both football and basketball when I got there, but actually had a knee injury before the first game of the season and ended up having a knee operation. And working with my knee disability for the whole entire time I was at South Carolina State until I finally gave up. And I saw a lot of athletes who I thought were not possibly as good as me, but were lucky enough not to get injured. And then I had to focus on getting my degree, and I only had to go an extra semester. And it looks like everything that I loved and wanted to do has come with some obstacles, but I had to be committed to getting over those things. I loved writing when I was in college, but not the way I love it now. I just loved writing or telling people what I thought. And it wasn't my love for writing as much as it was my love of sharing my opinion. And so it was amazing to me if I had thought that writing was going to be a legacy for me, how wonderful would it have been if I had become aware of that in my 20s and worked on those skills earlier than I started. But it always seems that there's something else that we can attach ourselves to that gives our life purpose and understanding and a willingness to fight beyond the struggle. Dee, what are your thoughts about that? Are you with us, Dee? Let me go on to Kathy. Kathy, what are your thoughts about the struggles that you have to go through, and how do they get you to enjoy your purpose even more?
Yeah, wow, that's great, James. I heard you say about your talents were. I think you said math and writing, and I also love writing as well. I mean, I'm a storyteller, so I can take something and I can make a story out of it. But I can put it on paper, but I have to go back and edit and, you know, put my periods and my commas and my quotations and everything. That's the part I don't like, but I know that it is necessary in order for the other people that's going to read or hear it to understand or just to go into that place that I'm trying to take them. But that has always been a struggle for me, the English part. But I decided to go back to school to try to get my English better so that when I am out there, when I am talking to people, that I'm able to articulate what it is that I want them to see that's in my mind. So English was one of those struggles that I had, but I continue to educate myself with reading and books and other people that are trying to do what I want to do, and it just comes so easy. Like I went and I got my certificate as a life coach, because I do it anyway all day long. People are coming to me and I'm just talking to them, coaching them into the place that they want to go or they need to go, I'll say. So I had to go and get a certificate for that, because I know after my job is over, then that's what I'm going to be doing, you know, as a career. But I want to do it with the youth, the young people. But it's a struggle when you say, okay, I want to do this, but then there's this fear that creeps up and says that you can't do this, and then it tries to give you the reasons why. Oh, you're too old. Oh, they're going to laugh at you because you're trying to re-educate yourself. So what I have to do is I have to talk to myself and say, I know that ain't nothing but the enemy. I know this is what God told me to do. I know that he has a plan for this, and I know that it's going to help other people. So I have to continue on, and I have to go forth in what it is that God has told me to do. So I want to encourage, I believe it's Joyce, so I think it's Joyce that said that there's something that's going on that where there's like a block. We talked about a block last night in Bible study and how we just have to press through that block, because the block is going to try to keep us in that one place, but we have to reevaluate the situation and just move forth, because God has, and the enemy wants us to stay right in that place for as long as he can. But then we have to talk to ourselves. We have to say, I'm more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So when you begin to build yourself up, then you begin to take those other steps. But just know down the line it's going to come around again. But you have to know that God has purposed you to another place in destiny. So you need people around you that's going to coach you through it, or going to push you through it, or going to talk to you through it, or even pray you through it, because you do need someone with you.
Dee, are you back with us?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
How do you overcome the obstacles that are in your way that seem to want to keep you from reaching the level that you want to get to in your life?
Well, I think you answered your own question, and it's always something else. The something else. That's one of the answers. It's always the something else. You know, we all have dreams and aspirations and desires and passions that we want to follow in life, that we want to bring to a reality. And when those things just don't come to pass as we had hoped, there's always something else. And so I think life became better understood for me when I came to understand that life is a journey. It's a journey. And so when we think about faith and using faith in our life, you know, faith is something that you have to use every day, something that you have to implement in your life every day. It's not just, you know, Lord, I want you to, would you help me get this, that, and the other, but it's something that you implement in your life throughout the journey. So, you know, a few days ago, we talked about service work. And so the something else is sometimes leads you to serve others. I heard you say that, you know, you went to college thinking that you were going to play ball and this and the other. But, you know, that wasn't in the cards, if you will, or that wasn't your journey. You know, your journey is to do service. And you are doing a great service by what you're doing. So even though there's no riches in that, as we might think what riches are, but, you know, there's riches in the service that you do and the fact that you may touch somebody or help somebody. I remember Dr. King used to say, I just want to help somebody, you know. And so that's the service. That's, you know, I never had a whole lot of money, but I am rich in spirit. And I'm as happy as I've ever been in my life. My wife is 20 years younger than me, and so there's a huge generation gap between the both of us. But with my actions and my words and my intention in life and the way I view life, she learns from me. And so I just want to help somebody, and that's my purpose.
You know, we should all seek to be the diamond in the path of someone's journey or someone's existence. And we ought to be that what somebody picks up and uses to get to the place that they want to be in their life. And though I have a lot of goals and aspirations for myself, there is no bigger goal or aspiration for me than making a difference in the lives of others. And so, you know, I don't want to leave here without having a positive effect on the life of people around me, to show people a difference. I was listening to a guy on my computer called Mike Jr., and he's a Christian comic. And he said at the age of 14, he stopped using profanity, and it was something that he and another young man did. And he didn't understand why he chose to stop using profanity at that age, but it was just something that he said to himself that he would do. And I remember vividly when I was in my 20s that I said to myself I was going to stop using profanity because I wanted to show people that I had an intellectual way of letting them know that I was unhappy. And I didn't have to do it in a despicable manner. And I just wanted to be thought of as intelligent and as able to say what I was thinking without getting bogged down into ugliness. But that was just what I thought. And so it's important as we make these different changes in our lives, somehow we think that we are making them because we thought it up. But it may very well be that our creator planted that seed, and we were just acting on the seed he planted to get us to the place that we need to be so that we can be effective not only in our own lives but in the lives of others. Joyce, you know, what do you think about that?
And thank you so much, Cafe, because right now I feel like I'm so beat down right now. And it's so hard.
but I do have faith in. I know that I come out on the other side. So I love this show because it gives me strength to go on, and I know what my purpose is, so I know I got to go forward, to move forward in order to reach the other side, to show that the bad guys or the system is not right, you know. And it's hard, but hopefully that when it's all over, my testimony will be able to help someone else to go through what I'm going through in a much easier path. But right now I feel like sometimes that I'm so beat up, so I have to regroup. And your encouragement, Kathy, has really, really helped a lot. So thank you so much for that.
And Joyce, just remember
and you
too, that you are more than a conqueror. And the Lord has not brought you this far to leave you. He's proven to be true to his word. And he promised that he would never put more on us than we can bear. And while you may feel down, you're not out. And just also know that where he has brought you to is not for ever. It's for a season and it's for a reason. And you're exactly right. You keep affirming that no matter how it appears, that you're going to trust and lean on the Lord. Now, with that being said, you're human, and it's okay to cry sometimes, and we have to cry out to him, and that's all right. But that's when you mount up and you hold strong to knowing and believing that God has a good plan for you. And call him on his word, because he's always true to his word. No matter how it appears, you have the victory and know that all things, not some things, not partial things, but all things are possible through Jesus Christ. And let him continue to strengthen you, order your steps. You've come a long way, and just know that we are blessed, and you're blessed and you're favored. And the trials and tribulations that you're going through right now, in reality, it's not even about you. You said it earlier. It's about what you'll be able to share and experience with others when they're going through it. You'll be able to say, listen, I have an idea of where you are feeling. I've been there. But you are more than a conqueror. And you just look in the mirror and realize that you are blessed, you are favored, and you are a conqueror. And see yourself on the other side of victory. You have to see yourself on the other side of victory. But I love you dearly, and I know that you are already blessed and favored, and you have more blessings to come.
And you are loved by another group of people outside of your committed family. You're loved by a group of people who understand what struggle is, and we've all been there, and the victory is yours even when you don't see it. The victory is yours because you are a child of the living God. And I just believe that, and I know that even though we go through struggles, even though things don't look exactly the way we want them 24/7, that as long as we do what we're supposed to do, that it'll come favor, we'll have favor on our side. You know, I sometimes get depressed about the fact that I'm 56 years of age and I don't have a what they call a second, another side, or my best side, or my wife, you know. And I say, God, I'm a good guy. I work hard. I got a home. I got so much to give. But yet I have not found that specific someone that I thought was supposed to be a part of my life. And very well may be that I'm going to live the rest of my existence and not have that. But it's not because I don't desire it, but there's so much for me to do. And I have to be proud and happy with what I can do and not worry so much about what I don't have control over. Kathy, your thoughts? Are you still with us, Kathy?
Absolutely, I'm still with you guys. Amen. You know, as everyone was in, and the Holy Spirit is moving right now, he's moving on this line, and he's speaking to every last one of us in different ways. And, you know, we're blessed. We are blessed because we could be in another country where people are peeking out their windows and, you know, walking down the street with no shoes, no food or anything. We are blessed. And right now, God has given us the things that we have in our lives today. The Bible says God has given each one of us a measure of faith. That means each one of us has the same amount of faith, and we can do whatever we please with that faith. So wherever you are, like you said, James, you couldn't bring it out, but then at the end, there was no other way for you to say it than to say it, a wife, which is a great thing to have. You know, if you truly want a wife, the Bible says God will give us the desires of our heart. And when I read that he would give me the desires of my heart, it just resonated that means that when I am at one with the Lord, he will show me what the desires of my heart are. So if you desire to be married, the Lord will place you in the right place so that you can see who your queen is, whoever she may be. If that is what you truly want, he will give you that because you are faithful. You're, like you said, you are a good person. You know, you are funny. You are all the things that women desire to have in a mate. So if that's what you want, God will give you that. But you have to position yourself for that wife. And I just wanted to say that our trials and our tribulations are to build us to the next level that God has for us. You know, I know there are days that I sit and I cry about certain things, too. And I be like, why am I crying about this? God has already given me what it is I need, and I have to walk out the rest of that. So if I'm asking him for something, I just can't sit in a place and look for it. I have to go out. It says ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. So that means that I got to go and look for that thing that I'm asking the Lord for. That means I have to seek. And when I find it, I have to begin to knock, and I got to walk by faith and not by sight, because seeing shows us that we can't do something. But when you walk by faith, that's like closing your eyes, and you believe in what it is God is telling you in your spirit that you want, and you go for it, like this radio show. You wanted this so bad that you went for it, and now it has exploded. It's on another level. It used to be 2 days a week. Now it's 7 days a week. So whatever we desire in our heart, we can have if we really want it.
And you're so right. We have to just focus and have faith. But again, we have to learn to be accepting of what we have that is what we want. I would have loved to, like I told G, to be a professional football player. I was 6'6", and was about 250, and I was what I thought was a good athlete, but it was not to be. And I'm just as happy and proud of myself as what I did accomplish, even though I never got the opportunity to put on that professional helmet and walk on that professional field. I had to accept my fate. And sometimes we have to accept the fate we have and move forward to do better and greater things and change our direction. And so I appreciate the fact that now I live on being given the opportunity to have my voice heard 7 days a week, because I think I have something to say, and I've met a lot of other people who have something to say, and now we share it with we don't know who as people download this show and hear us speaking. Dee, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, my thoughts are with great gratitude to the grace of God, I have figured out the formula. The formula in life is just this, and you said it three times in your last statement. The formula is acceptance. That's one of the tools in your toolbox you always want to carry with you and learn the understanding of that word. Because when we come to accept things and to implement this new philosophy that I like to throw on the table, and that philosophy is, it is what it is. When we learn to accept it is what it is, then we can sleep better at night. Because we have to understand that the I aspect of existence is self-gratification. And that is not the purpose of this life. The purpose of this life is to edify God the Father. So when we have to be purged in the pain of doing so, and when he brings us out of that discomfort, then automatically we're going to give him the glory. Because I can't talk to nobody. I can't stand in front of nobody face to face and say that I relieved myself from drug addiction. Can't do that because that's a lie. It was God's grace that did this for me. Now, growing up, we always used to hear about God's grace. And we used to always hear about faith. You know, you go to the church and they throw around the explanation of God's grace like we're supposed to be able, like they assume, see, and we had to deal with this all week long, assuming that you're going to get it. Everybody can't get it like that. Just because you say it don't mean that it's attainable. Explain to me what it is that I'm looking for. And that's what your show do. That's what this round table does right here, this virtual round table. We explain our differences, our discomforts in life. But at the end, God's grace is going to pull you out. When it does, every time you speak, every time you open your mouth, you're going to speak up his grace. Now, let me say real quick that during my drug addiction, I took advantage of my mother's love and her ability to make me comfortable in life. Drugs do that. I took advantage of her. It got to a point to where she could not deal with me no more. She had to love me from a distance. And this is the prayer that I know she prayed. She didn't have to tell me because God's grace has revealed it to me. She had to say to God, God, go ahead and do with him as you will. But if it's your will, that's key. If it's your will, please just don't let them die. Point blank. With that, I stand before you today. So when it comes down to Donald Trump and anybody else that we encounter in life and they go through anything, God's will, understanding that, is the key. It's the key factor. It's not my will, it's God's will. Knowing the fact that we are nothing but a drop of water on a huge Petri dish, that's how insignificant we are. With his grace and glory, he cares for us. And that's all that matters to me. Thanks for letting me share.
All right, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come and finish out the show and put a cork and all the great things we've shared so far.
Father, help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road. Love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
we've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts.
This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Mini Network. Jesus is love, and love is service. You cannot love someone if you're not willing to serve them. And we have to be committed and dedicated to serving those things that we value and that we know are important to us. This show is here because I value the community, I value the city that I love, I value the state that I'm in, and I value the country that I'm a part of. And I want us to be able to live a legacy of service, live a legacy of going beyond ourselves, beyond our families, and beyond the things that we see with our natural eyes, and have an impact on the people who don't even know who we are. And I think that should be the journey that we all live. Audrey, I know that you're committed to people beyond yourself, beyond your family, and beyond those that you actually see. Why is that so important to you?
I think it's important to me because I realize how blessed I am, and I know how favored I am. But I do know that the God that I serve, He has no respect of person. So just as I'm blessed and I'm favored and the Lord has brought me through situation, I want to make sure that other people know that. It's just something that I just cannot keep to myself. And no matter what situation that a person is, I just believe and know that the Lord has it in control and He'll walk and guide us through it. I'm not saying that it's easy, and I'm not saying that it's not without us being human. But the good news is just knowing without a shadow of a doubt that, you know, we are blessed, favored, and we have the victory. No matter what situation we come against, no weapons shall be formed against us shall prosper. And we just have to live that and encourage others along the way, because at any given time, you know, we need some help. That's the reason why we're created, not to be an island upon ourselves, but we are to help and connect. And, again, praise the Lord, verify that we understand and know that He is God and He's God by Himself. But I know that's a long answer, but the key part of it is I just can't hold it to myself. And I want to let other people know that they have a good plan that's in store. You know, I'm always saying that same, and people probably get tired of it, but, you know, I hold on to it, Jeremiah 29:11. It's the Lord that's speaking Himself. And He said that I know. First of all, that acknowledge that He is the Almighty, right? That I know the plan. And as a matter of fact, that plan is of good. And that's what I just hold on to. And He realized that we'll cry, because you go on and keep reading it saying, when you cry out, I will listen. So we're talking about the God of God, the King of Kings. And He's saying that when we cry, that He will listen to us. I've cried many of days. I've cried many of nights. And one thing about it, when I get my good cry out, anybody that knows me well know that you better watch out then, because it's like a cleanse. And now I can think, I can listen, and I can hear and understand what my next step should be. So with that being said, I just feel that the news is just too good to just keep to myself. I just want others to know about it.
And Kathy, what are your thoughts related to being able to go beyond yourself, beyond your family, beyond those who even know you exist?
Well, I just think about John 3:16, and it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for me, for you, for everyone else." So God allowed his son to be given for me. So I got to deny myself and give to others just as God gave for me. I can't even imagine what that feels like, but I know as a child of God, I am to be a servant. I am to serve others. So that's why I do what I do, because that's what I'm supposed to do, which is to be a servant. It's no longer me that live, but it's God that lives in me. So I am to be a servant. And I wanted to say again to Joyce that I can take the storm from you, but I can walk with you through the storm until it is over.
Amen. Amen. Joyce, do you have a final word you'd like to share with us?
No. No. Thank you.
Okay. Dee, what's your final thought for today?
My final thoughts, and it will be brief, is that everybody is watching us. Everybody wants what we have. And so we are prime examples of what truth is. And the truth is that we have to step back, push the ego aside, step back, and let God be God. Let him do what he does, and in the end, in time, in God's time, it's all going to come to a realization. God's timetable and our timetable are two different things. You know, we have a tendency to be like children sometimes. We want what we want when we want it. But in God's time, it's going to come. And so we're going to be right there to edify him and give him all the glory.
You know, I never know what will be said or come out as a result when I'm trying to think of what we should focus on. But I'm always happy when we're able to share our thoughts and be honest and truthful about what's in our spirit. Because I really believe that when we're honest and truthful about what's in our spirit, that will go the furthest in helping others who need to be uplifted and inspired by those of us who take out the time to call in the show and share our thoughts. And I just want you all to know how much I appreciate you for being a solid part of my show and that you're willing to call in and share your heart with the audience. And this is the platform of the show that I have, the kind of show that I love. And I know that inspiration is in the words that we share with all of those who are outside of our group, those who stumble on the show and play it for themselves. And we have to come to the realization that we need to walk in faith and not by sight. I mean, so many of what God says is pertinent to living every day. And when we say we walk by, you know, by faith and not by sight, I have no idea whatsoever what will be the final and last word of this show. But I know that it's important to me to do what all I can to reach beyond myself and give others an opportunity to have a platform for their thoughts and ideas to be heard. And Kathy, I want to say to you, you really don't know what kind of effect you have on me and others around you. The effect you have on me is you make me do a lot more research than I want to, because most of the time I just want to come on here and attack Donald Trump. And then I know Kathy, that would make Kathy unhappy, So I said, let me give a few days of not attacking him so I can have 1-2 days that I can. Because I know Kathy Ann is not going to go for it. But I know I want to let you know you have a no big effect on me about what I bring to this show. Because I could wait, I could go 7 days a week with nothing but politics and be just a happy camper. But that may not be good for
night.
Everybody.
He shot me down last night, Jay.
So I just want you to know, we listen to you. Because, boy, what I really want to do is just come on here with my baseball bat every day after you don't got any fans. But I don't. Because of you, I put a little more thought to it. And I believe that sometimes what y'all ask me to talk about and sometimes what I stumble on is exactly what we need to share. And I just want to thank all of you for being so open and honest about what it is you feel and what it is you care about related to the world we're in. Anybody else want to make a statement before I put an end to the show? All right, everybody's going quiet on me. Guys, I appreciate you. I will see you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Ready and prepared to have another discussion and allow our words to be heard loud and clear. It is up to us to make a difference, not only in our own lives, but those lives of the people who cross our path. We have to be prepared and able to make a difference. Take care, everybody, and I'll see you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. West Coast Time, so that thoughts, love, and reflection can make the difference in lives of those who hear us and call in to this show. 657-383-0309. Thoughts, love, and reflection here for you to make sure your voice is heard loud and clear and unfiltered.
Making love with you is all I wanna do. Loving you is more than just a dream come true. And everything that I do is out of loving you. Every time that we, ooh,